With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. It could be a wet weekend. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement for Friday night and Saturday due to possible heavy rainfall. Forecasters say 20 to 40 millimeters of rain are likely, with more in some isolated areas. Windsor police say that a trailer fire in the Ford City neighborhood on Wednesday is suspicious. Firefighters are called around 2 p.m. to Metcalf off Droulard Road, and they found the trailer engulfed. Damage is estimated at $70,000. Surveillance video showed a suspect in the area at the time. If you have information, call the Windsor Police Arson Unit or Crime Stoppers. Police in Chatham-Kent now say that the death of a Windsor man is a homicide. The body of 40-year-old Michael Allard was found early Wednesday morning at a home in Erie Beach. Investigators have stated once again that this was an isolated incident and there is no threat to public safety. Details have been released on what has been described as a mass murder in Ottawa. Global News reports that six people, four of them children with the youngest just 2.5 months old, were found dead in the West End suburb of Barrhaven. The father of the family, which came from Sri Lanka, survived, and a 19-year-old has been arrested. More K-8 students in Windsor-Essex have updated their immunization records. The Windsor-Essex County Health Unit reported Thursday morning that 190 students are still suspended. That's down from 257 reported Wednesday. If you still need shots or records, information to get them is available at the link at windsornewstoday.ca. Invest Windsor Essex is now looking for a new CEO. The agency, which leads local efforts to attract jobs and investment, needs a successor to Stephen McKenzie. He was seconded to the University of Windsor last month to start as an advisor of innovation and partnerships. He took over at Invest Windsor Essex in 2014, overseeing major developments, including the EV battery plant. A reminder that the City of Windsor hosted a public meeting Thursday night on housing for Roseland Golf and Curling Club. Roseland is the first of four sites announced by the city for potential housing development. Curlers have taken issue with the sheets being removed from the clubhouse. The meeting was due to run till 7 p.m. at Roseland. If you bought a dog license through the City of Windsor this year, you may be entitled to a refund. The annual fee is no longer needed for dogs that have been microchipped and either spayed or neutered, but the license itself is still mandatory. To get a refund, you need to provide proof of microchipping and some other information. You can find all that at WindsorNewsToday.ca. In sports, the Spitfires hit the road Thursday night to face North Bay. In the Junior C playoffs, Blenheim hosts Amherstburg in Game 5. They can advance with a win. In the NHL, the Maple Leafs travel to Boston. The Tigers are in split squad action in spring training Thursday night with a game in Lakeland against the Blue Jays and the other against the Yankees in Tampa. In the NBA, the Pistons entertain Brooklyn while the Raptors are in Phoenix. Thursday night's weather, clouds moving in, down to +3. Mostly cloudy and 13 Friday with afternoon showers possible. Periods of rain, windy, and 8 Friday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.